SOP190. Today, we're talking about the true value of a podcast, as well as getting more listener participation.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you for tuning in to the morning announcements. This is where we talk about all things podcasting. Now, if you'd like to join in on the conversation, it's very easy. You can call in courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's toll free. It's 888-563-3228. You can comment out at our website. That's schoolofpodcasting.com. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. Now, what are we talking about today? We've got a couple quick topics, but the first thing I want to do is I want to give a little shout out to my friend Rich Palmer. You can find him at richpalmer.com. He does a number of podcasts. One of my favorites is Blogs, Views, and Blues. But Rich also does voiceover work. And I want to play you. Now, I did the woo and kind of fun music, things like that. But Rich provided the voice. This is for a new podcast that is starting in September. And you can find that at powerofpodcasting.com. Here comes Rich.
Reaching a global audience through time-shifted conversations. This is the power of podcasting.
Very cool. Again, find him at richpalmer.com. And wanted to, first things, let's talk about the true value of your podcast. One of my new favorite podcasts is called No Agenda. You can find it at noagenda.mevio.com. This features Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak. And we've talked about in the past about, you know, advertising and podcasting and things like that. And unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, if you're trying to make money at a podcast, at times it can be a challenge. One of the ways that you can make money as a podcast is to get people to donate. Simply get a PayPal button and get people to donate. Now, this podcast, No Agenda, Adam Curry, John C. Dvorak, I'm not much of a conspiracy theorist, but I'm totally hooked on this. If you are an American, you need to listen to this podcast. I highly recommend the August 13th edition, where they talked about how the government plans on having a live connection to your checking account with this new healthcare thing. It's news that the news company should be covering, but they can't because the news, if you think about it, I'm going to get off on a tangent here, but the news is sponsored by companies who basically have ties in with the government. I know that sounds completely like a bad Mel Gibson movie, but listen to the podcast. It has opened my eyes. But anyway, their podcast gets thousands of dollars in donations. Now, before you go, wow, I would be ecstatic if I got $1,000 donation. And I hear it where they knight people. If you give them $1,000, and they even have it set up to where you can send them $20 for, or $50 for 20 months to become a knight. But they did, well, here, let me just play you a clip of this, because John does a great job of explaining how we as podcasters are just as entertaining, as just as valuable, and we, in some ways, we should be getting paid for this.
I mean, the two names who did donate. Let's shine a light on.
I have to go dig them up now because I don't have
them. We'll do it Sunday. We'll do it Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday we'll give them their kudos, and then. But the point is, noagenda.squarespace.com. There's a button there you can click on, and then go to dvorak.org/na. We'd like to do three shows a week. We can't, and we, you know, really starving to death. We're not quitting the show ever. But the thing that you really want us to avoid, like the plague, is getting sponsors to sponsor the show, because that is a corrupting influence on a political show like this. It's not a corrupting influence on a show that talks about gizmos and gadgets and what happened in tech this week and the fact that Intel has a new chip. It's not that corrupting there, believe me.
Binary,
oh, you're talking about Intel so much because they advertise. No, that's not it. On a show like this, where we're digging into all kinds of weird stuff, we cannot afford to have anybody sponsor the show. You have to pay for this. Now, I know there's a lot of people who listen to this show, and they listen to it every week, and we provide something like, if you do the numbers, if you do the numbers that we do 3 hours a week of programming, 3 hours, people spend 20, 30, 40, 50 bucks, maybe more, to go to a two-hour movie. But the 3 hours that we provide, they are just saying, well, it's free. Those two dummies can talk all they want. I've got no responsibility for it. Yeah, you do have responsibility for it. So go to noagenda.squarespace.com or noagenda.mevio.com. I don't think we have a bug there, do we? Or dvorak.org/NA. And think about the fact that we're producing a movie a week in entertainment value for you, plus information. And think about, where's the 20 bucks we... Where's the 20 bucks? I mean, we're not getting a dollar. We're getting, on average, considering the number of people that listen to this show, about 1 cent per a listener.
Not even. I don't even think it's 1 cent.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And you believe me, the show is not going to be any good yet. It'll still be the two of us joking around. But if we ever have to bring sponsors in to pay for it, you're not going to like it. I mean, you're still listening, and you're going to be stuck, but you're going to only blame yourself. Seriously, we need to step it up a little bit.
Now, let me give you some information.
Makes you think. Now, last week, I went to the movies with my wife, and it turned out to be $17 a person. That's $8.50 for the movie ticket, $8.50 for the popcorn and a Coke. Those are both small, by the way. Small Coke, small popcorn. So for one person, it was 17. Now, it was actually 34, but being that most people listen to a podcast alone, I'm saying one person, $17. Now, we watched the movie The Awful Truth. Not a horrible movie. Extremely, extremely predictable. It was 95 minutes long. So if we take $17 divided by 19 minutes, that comes out to 18 cents a minute for one person. Now, if my podcast is typically 15 minutes long, that means that if you paid me as much as you pay, especially for the popcorn and soda, you would pay me $2.68 per episode. It's a weird way to think about it. We get a lot of great entertainment for nothing. You know, I mentioned Rich Palmer. He does blogs, views, and blues. That's a great one. I love Marcus Couch. He does thescenezine.com. Charlie Hayes does crossdrivenradio.com. It's another new one, a favorite of mine. A1 Blues with A1 Mark is another great one. A lot of great podcasts. Struggling Entrepreneur, Gain Control of Your Day, the Sled Dog Podcast. You know, these are some of the ones that are coming off the top of my head for my from the School of Podcasting. But it's weird to think that in some ways, we're not even getting 18 cents, well, per minute. But so I want to do a test. I want to do a test. I'm asking you to make a donation. Whatever you see fit, if you want to or if you don't want to, I want to see if this is going to average a penny a download. So all you have to do is go to schoolofpodcasting.com/donate. Now you're like, Dave, why should I donate? I haven't got any decent information yet. Besides this insight into, I don't know about you, that made me go, maybe we should be getting a little bit of pay for this. And so this is the information that I'm bringing to the table today, okay? But that's just something, at the end of the show, I'll bring that back up. And this isn't going to be something I'm doing going forward, but that's the other thing I need to let you know. If you plan on doing anything in the future, give your listeners at least a month, because it takes people a lot of time sometimes to actually... You know, they may be behind and listening to your podcast. Like, for instance, this Thursday, we're having our last live webinar open to the public. Kind of a get ready, go back to school. So go over and sign up for that. schoolpodcasting.com/webinars. Starts at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's amazing because I'm still getting people now that saying, ooh, I missed the webinar. And I'm like, well, there's one more. But I announced that a couple weeks ago. So if you plan on doing something in your podcast, you need to give people lots of notice for that. So here I'm asking for a donation. I may get donations a month from now from people that are just listening to this episode. So we'll see. It'll be a little experiment. I'll report on it as we go along. Again, schoolofpodcasting.com/donate. All right, increasing your listener participation. I've noticed a couple different podcasts where people are coming up with creative ways to get their audience involved. And obviously, we talked about things like, you know, podcastvoicemail.com is a way to get people involved, have a way for them to call in, make it easy. But one way that people I'm starting to see here, it's a very small trend, but it's an interesting trend. It's a creative trend. And that is to hold a contest. Now, this could be a monthly contest, a quarterly contest. I think one was doing it yearly, like from here to the end of the year. And it's a contest for where you award points. Now, what are the points for? Well, the points could be for comments, like maybe one point if you comment on the blog, maybe 2 points if you send an email, possibly 5 points if you add a voicemail, maybe if you're a video show, 10 points if you create a small video. Now, the downside of this idea, now the good news is you're going to get more comments, hopefully. The bad news is you have to keep track. So you're going to have some sort of Google spreadsheet, Microsoft Excel, something to track this. And you have to be very careful because you could easily lose a listener if you don't track their comments and their activity accurately. But the thing to think about this, though, is some people are really spurred on and they get really motivated by competition. So they might start commenting. Now, on the other hand, you might get a lesser quality of comment because people are just commenting to get the point, but you never know. It's going to get people involved in your blog if they're commenting on it or in the voicemail, things like that. Now, the other thing to keep in mind, anytime you are doing any kind of contest, you need to obviously have some sort of prize. And so what do people win? Well, when it comes to prizes, some people give away products that they may be promoting. Now, Andrew Locked is a great video podcast. And typically, I'm not a big fan of talking head podcasts. And this is a little more than a talking head. But in the end, this could probably get away with a audio podcast. But it's called Help My Business Sucks at helpmybusiness.com. He gives away a free subscription to a magazine filled with marketing ideas that he writes. So if you send in a question for Andrew and he uses it on the air, you get a free subscription to his magazine. Now, other podcasters give away prizes such as prepaid iTunes cards. Now, if you think about it, this is a great prize considering that obviously iTunes is obviously a place where people who like to listen to music or audiobooks, things like that, that you can purchase these items at iTunes, and being that you're a podcast, something that people listen to or they watch, you're sharing that same audience. So that may be something where the person with the most points at the end of the quarter wins a, you know, $25 gift certificate to iTunes. You know, you might want to make it more than that. You can make it less. If you figure if you're a music show, you could give them 15, so it's enough to buy an album. If it's a book about authors, you might want to give them 30, so there's enough to buy an audiobook. Now, another way, and now the other thing to think about with iTunes, I did a poll on one of my websites, and I'm finding, I said, which would you rather buy downloadable music from? Because at the time, iTunes had DRM, Digital Rights Management, so there were some restrictions on how you could copy the music files and could you move them, things like that. Even with the restrictions, 86% of the people said they purchased their music and their digital things like that in iTunes over Amazon, which I just found stunning because I do Amazon. It was actually cheaper and probably still is cheaper. And there's no DRM, but that's just me. But then that goes back to that's why that may be a good price. Now, some podcasters may want to make things more personal. And this kind of ties in more, not so much with a contest as we were talking before, but if we go back to the original point that I was talking about with Adam and John C. Dvorak and getting donations, if you don't want to, instead of asking your listeners for, hey, click on the donate button and give me money, you can go to Amazon and create a wish list. Now, this is not hard to do. It's not easy to do. You set up an Amazon account, and if you've bought anything from Amazon, you already have one of those. And when you go in, there are, as always on Amazon, 8 billion zillion buttons, and you're looking for the one that says My List. And you can go in and create a wish list. Then you can go searching on Amazon and click on the Add to My Wish List button. And I have seen people that do this, and they'll have you know, items that are very inexpensive, you know, $2, $3, $5, up to, you know, buy me a Kindle, which I would love if somebody bought me a Kindle or a Mac or whatever. And I always thought, wow, that's kind of expensive. But I guess if you have a listener that wants to buy you a Mac, why not ask for it? I don't know. But that's, again, that's a personal choice. But that's another way if you're looking to try to have your audience support you. You could just say, here are some things I'm looking to do. And it makes it more of a gift than just money. And some people may be interested in that. So those are some ways that you can get people to interact more with your comments. And the other one is kind of obvious. If somebody comments on your blog, answer them. Get the conversation going. I don't know the name of it. I think it's Subscribe to Comments. There's a plugin that's very cool that you can add to WordPress for free. And what it is when somebody leaves a comment, they can then subscribe via email, and they'll be notified when somebody else comments on that blog, which might then prompt them to come back and add another comment, and it gets that whole conversation going. And there are people that are having great success by getting a conversation going via comments, and by answering that person, somebody else may see that comment and then comment on your comment, and then you can comment on their comment, and you get the conversation going, you build that rapport with your audience, and you build that relationship, and then hopefully if you have a product that you're promoting, you may have them buy that. If you are looking for donations, then maybe they'll donate. If you're not looking to monetize your podcast at all, and that's a lot of people too, you've found like-minded people. You have made new friends. And sometimes that's more valuable than any money on the planet. So I want to thank you for tuning in to this episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Again, my little test, schoolofpodcasting.com/donate. If you feel like supporting this show, what I say it was worth, let me get my notes here, $2.68 if this is 15 minutes. And let me see if my timer's going here. We are going at 15 minutes. Well, there you go. schoolofpodcasting.com/donate. Or if you really want to support the show, go over to start.schoolofpodcasting.com. Let me be your personal podcast coach. Let me guide you through all the pitfalls, not that there are a ton, but get you going in the right direction with your podcast simply by going to start.schoolofpodcasting.com. And don't forget, free webinar this Thursday, schoolofpodcasting.com/webinars. And if you'd like to contact me, very easy, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. That's 888-563-3228. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or you can leave a comment out at our website, schoolofpodcasting.com. Let me remind you that it's time to live a life worth podcasting about. And if you don't start your podcast soon, your competition probably is. Thanks for tuning in. Till next week, class dismissed.